突然想到一个就是冷淡和神枯有什么区别？
你说你指的是什么冷淡？
我们平常所说的对天主冷淡的，这是神枯啊还是本性？
We have no fervor and no enthusiasm to pursue God. Is this a spiritual desolation? And what is the difference between no desire to love God and spiritual desolation? What is the difference between the two?
Yeah, that sounds like spiritual desolation to me.
No, that's not my question. What is different between no desire to love God and spiritual desolation?
There is no difference.
没有区别。
I don't understand.
Because it's no desire to love God and spiritual desolation.
So if we're talking about
almost the same,
it is the same.
It's the same.
But the only distinction that we need to make is whether we're talking about someone who has never had any desire to pursue God, or whether we're talking about someone like one of us who is a religious and has pursued God, but then we come to a place where we have no more desire.So this rule one, rule two matters there.
规则的第一、第二条说了这些，但它问题在哪儿呢？我们说的这个冷淡和我们作为修女，比如说我们一直都在追求天主，那你追求有一段时间，就是说你没有这个渴望在追求天主了，这就是我们在一种神枯的状态。那我们的这种状态和一个人从来就没有追求天主过的人是完全不一样的，这不是一个概念。
So all of these rules that we are discussing apply to someone who is described by rule number two.
我们刚才就是说的这些情形适用于我们在第二条里面所说的。第二条 ，What is the second?
So, why don't you go ahead and read rule number two, just to make sure we're...
I didn't find the number two.
Yeah, that's right.
I think there is number two. No number two.
Yeah, that's it, right there.
This number three. Oh, here. This is a wrong translation.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I tried to find.
My Chinese is not so good.
因为这个他们打印的啊，这可能是因为是从别的说，可能是他们别人翻译完了粘过来的。那这个里他就是把那个第一条之后应该是第二条打成的第三，这应该是第二，在315，大家看到那个屏幕上的吗？315那个是应该是第二。
I'll fix that.
我因为这个它是原来别人翻译的，我就没看过这个，然后再对比一下哈。
I'll find it so you can read it, and then I'll fix that.
Because I didn't read two parts, English and Chinese.
That's funny. I wonder why.
I
have the actual text, but this is 315, and that's 316. I wonder if it's wrong in my original. Okay. Huh, strange. I guess I don't know what I did. Here it is. So.
这个不对啊，这个翻译的是他，因为这个粘错了。 第二条呢，神父这里有那个中文的原版，这跟英文这个是对照的，刚才那个是不对照的，那个错了。第二条的规则呢是中文是这些啊，不是黑，不是板上那个，不要看那个了。对于那些洗刷自己罪过、努力侍奉天主、坚决前进的人，这应该是基督教他们翻译的。天主的推动与第一条恰恰相反，因为恶神在这里所用的是相反的骗术，他使这样的人良心不安、忧愁烦闷，加给他们种种阻碍，使他们不能前进。善神呢，则是增加他们的勇气、力量、安慰、眼泪、光照和宁静，减轻他们的负担，除去他们的阻碍，使他们向前迈进。
So the point is that we're talking about all of these rules that we're talking about apply to people who are trying to grow in holiness, cleansing from their sins, going from good to better in the service of God.
我们谈到的所有这些规则都适合于那些从心里渴望天主，去追求天主，去净化自己的罪过，并且愿意有成圣的渴望，让自己就是变得越来越好，是适合这些人。
So now to return to Sister's question, if she's talking about somebody who has no desire for God, who is an atheist and who is whatever, not trying to live a religious life, that's one thing. If she's talking about somebody who is a religious sister, who is a faithful Catholic, and they find themselves with no desire for God, that's another thing.
就是回到刚才秀女问的这个问题，如果说我们刚才就是提这个冷淡，通俗来讲的话，可能这个人从来就没有对天主的渴望，然后有可能呢，他的生活行为就像一个没有信仰的人一样，就是一个无信仰者一样的生活。那这个呢是另外一个含义。那如果说我们谈到是说作为修道人，我们说或是说修女的话，那我们说谈的这个冷淡和我们说这个神枯，基本上是没有什么区别的。
So, does that answer her question?
你觉得这样回答这个问题了吗？可以吗？是可以还是不可以？
啊，可以。因为有好多人跟那个神父们都说啊，那个修女冷淡了，怎么样怎么样，所以我要看一看这个词汇。
Okay, she just wants to make sure for this no desire for God is for sisters. The question is, it's not for the people who have no desire to God. It's not ordinary. It's not atheist. Atheist without God in his mind is for religious.
Yeah. So then we're talking about desolation. Uh-huh.
所以说我们现在才谈到的叫神枯。
Yeah.
如果说这个人从来没追求过天主的话，那就谈不上神乎了。
Yeah.
那我还是不清晰的一点，就是我曾学过那个圣依拉觉宁神操，那个他们讲的时候，他说他一直让我们分辨，你现在是在冷淡的状态，还是在神乎的状态。他这样分辨的时候，就常常给我们一个错觉，就是在神枯的时候，好像觉得这是天主的考验，我还可以依靠天主。在冷淡的状态，他们把分辨说是这是个人的事情，那你就是冷淡了。所以我们常常就是苦闷在这边，是冷淡还是神枯？
那你觉得刚才神父给你的解释还 不清楚吗？如果说是一个修女，就是我们说修道人，至少就是一个相信天主的人，我们在追求天主的过程可能追追追的就找不到了，对吧？是这种状态我们变得冷淡了，
嗯，
对吧？这个不就是一个神父的状态吗？那这个过程和那个事实上刚才像什么是没有区别的。那这样吧，我先不问神父这个问题，你们其他的别的姐妹有跟他们刚才的理解不同的吗？你们其他的另外的理解，就是说冷淡和神哭之间有没有不同？不同在哪里？
神哭的表现，
就是说你们再另外一位再来解释，然后我再问神父好吗？因为我们这是你们谁来解释？
我觉得
啊，就是修女你来，你这样的，因为你在前边，可能后边听不太清楚。
我从他俩说的，我又考虑了一个问题
啊，
就是也跟这个很相关。如果一个修女或者是神父，他对祈祷生活，所有的这些，嗯，大多数时候是应付，嗯，不得不去团体的时候，还有在就是这些使徒工作中，嗯，跟姊妹们关系也不好。嗯，就是说也不认真去做，能拖就拖，这种心态大半辈子都这样。嗯，能说他有胜招吗？我的问题，我想听，就是美国人
啊，
是不是
另外一个问题了、啊？
对对对。
Okay,
嗯，我觉得如果长期这样，我觉得跟神哭还是有关系的。神哭是他有股神味，然后他感到枯燥了什么，那就神哭。如果是冷淡，长期的这样，时间长短的问题，是不是有区别？
啊，
感觉都是
你们还有其他的，还有其他的理解和解释吗？我就想听听这样，我们就是可以就是统一解释一下，还有吗？啊，
啊 ，What's happening here?
Just talk about the differences and some sisters thinks this is the same, some sisters just different, and can raise another questions.So I ask more sisters to give an explanation about that.
兄弟，你
来，
兄弟，你来，姐妹，因为这样我不是怕他后边的人。兄弟，
可以举个例子问一下，你比如说一个那个神父也好，修女也好，他走着走着他哭。
哎，现在我们不用神父了，就说修女。不举人了，我们就举自己好了。
行，他走着走着，爸升到失落了，不再走了。他这是冷淡造成的还是神哭造成的？
我们让神父回答这问题吗？啊，还是我们在讨论的时候再讨论这个啊？你们讨论的时候可以有一些问题，然后再同意答案。我先问神父这个问题。
It's very interesting. They ask more questions. It's about no desire for God. No desire for God. And they think there are some differences between the two. No desire for God and spiritual desolation. Because this one sister has an example. The person who always go to the church for prayer, just very superficially. She doesn't want to go. Actually, she doesn't want to go. She just go there, but maybe mind is away. And can we say her has a vocation? Because they judged her by her actions. So maybe at the someday the person will leave the vocation, leave her religious life. And this is the reason of she has been in very no desire for God. So it's not a fault, it's not from spiritual desolation. So they're talking about that.
Yeah. So did you,
等一等, 看, 你,
in our example with the sister who goes superficially to prayer, did she ever have a desire for God?
刚才就是我问神父这样一个问题, 比如说我们说, 假, 我们就以修女为例, 啊, 我们不提神父的事情, 以修女为例, 比如说这修女去参加祈祷, 她只是表面上去了, 对吧? 并不是说, 出于对祈祷的渴望, 但是我们, 到底你真的知道他对天主没有渴望吗? 所以关键在这里, 我们就是很容易去判断人家, 对吧? 这是我们人在做的。 所以说他到底有没有对天主的渴望? 神父在问这个问题。
The other thing is that desolation can come because we are being superficial.
当然说这个神哭的状态很可能就来自于我们因为你就是表面的这种形式是可能是因为这个原因导致的。
So remember, that's the first point of rule number 9, is that it's my fault that I'm in desolation.
也就是说第九条里面提到的, 我们在神哭的状态, 是我们自己的过错。
So if I am not paying attention in my prayers, if I'm not making any effort in my spiritual exercise, if I'm being superficial, then that can be the reason I'm in desolation.
因为就是我们神哭的状态啊, 像指这个人的话, 那他因为在祈祷的时候根本就没有在意过, 那同时呢, 还有什么又忘了,
I'm sorry. Second one is it's out of mind in prayer. Another reason could be what?
Superficial and spiritual practice.
Yeah. 就说那个他尽管是我们看上去好像参加了一些这个神夜功课，我们叫啊，也是非常表面化的。那当然，这都是他。 因为个人做的这些事情导致的神哭。
Yeah, so spiritual desolation is not the same as the dark night that comes after lots of faithful practice.
也就是说，我们说神哭和你在经历了忠心的去寻找天主之后经历的黑暗是不同的。
So the dark night can be an example of desolation, but desolation is more general than the dark night.
我们说心灵的黑暗，那可以是神哭的一个例子。但是呢，神哭，我们就说啊，就是追求天主的人也可能会遇到这个黑暗的过程。但是神哭，通常来说是因为 忽略了我们应该做的这个，比如说热心的功课呀，我们这个叫灵性的操练呢，是因为这些原因导致的。So
the woman who is just superficial in her practice of religious life maybe doesn't have a vocation and leaves the convent. But she didn't come into the convent because of a time of spiritual consolation.
刚才就是神父就说，我们说这个表面上去参加祈祷的修女的话，那她也可能这个时候我们看不到她的有圣召的迹象，但是在她当初进修会的时候，那谁能够否认她是因为有神位进了修会呢？
So rule number 5 says that she needs to be faithful to the last time that she was in consolation, or at least before the desolation began.
也就是在我们说规则的第五条里边，就提到了，就是她在第五条什么？第五条 ，What is the number 5? I forgot it.
Not to change a spiritual plan.
啊，对，就是说，那这个过程就是告诉我们在神哭的时候，你不要放弃，或是不要改变你在神位的时候的这种灵性的计划，或是属灵的计划，或是叫属灵的操练。
So does that offer an explanation, or am I, is there still an example that I'm not understanding?
大家觉得神父这样回答可以，还是你们觉得你们他在给大家另外的一个例子来说明呢？
我可以说有，就是我不说别人了，我说我个人一个曾经的一个例子吧哈，就是我曾经有一段时间，那个是十几年前的啊，就是因为团体生活吧，出现一些问题，个人就是想离开教会，在那个时段当中，就是因为我个人想的吧，就想的我觉得是这段生活很没意思。真的就如此这样的耗着，然后我离开家做我自己的事。在那段时间我停留了个人的那种计划是停留一段时间，就是说我做一个准备啊，做一个离开教会的准备，然后就是离开教会。在那个过程当中，就是什么日课也好，玫瑰金也好，玫瑰金基本上私人指导就没有，团体指导真的就是为了应付因为我是在等待这个时间段过去之后，我就会离开。在这个过程当中，这个算什么？一切的神业功夫全部停止。那个时候，基本上对天父这种信仰都好像有动摇的这种说法。
你说的动摇指的什么？
我就觉得天父到底有没有？
还有吗？
没了。我就说我在那个时间段当中，就是自己的这个信仰，整个的一个信仰生活就是完全停止出现，就是处在那种怀疑当中，自己就打算离开，所以一切的神业功夫什么天主什么的全都隐没了。
She has experienced very difficult times many years ago when she was, I think it's 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, because of some reality, some problems in her community, she wanted to leave the community, and at that time she didn't pray, and even though sometimes she participated in common prayer, that's very superficial. And no any private prayer, and she even thought where God is, maybe God has gone, and she doubted her faith, and how can call this kind of situation of this kind of period is for her, that's her personal experience.
Well, thank you for sharing so personally.
神父非常感谢啊，就是你分享这样一个很个人的经验。
And I want to speak with great reverence because it's your personal experience.
神父就是非常尊重你个人的这样一个经验。
These are very sensitive and difficult places for us to look at.
当然这个我们说去看个人的问题的话，第一个也是非常敏感。对我们这个去看我们个人的私人生活的话，都属于这叫比较敏感的地方。
And one of the keys is coming up in rule number 13.About how important it is to be able to share this whole experience with someone.
Holy experience? Holy?
Whole
experience.
While it's happening, yeah.
Okay. 在规则的第十三条里边，
就是有会提到，就是说在一个人的这个过程中，你和别人去分享你的整个的经验是多么重要。
You've only shared a little bit with me, but it sounds to me like there is the natural desolation of very difficult times in the community.
当然就是说如果你分享这些的话，从比如神父个人的这个理解来说，那可能在这个过程中是因为团体的一些问题，那导致的好像我们就是本能的，就是自然而然的就有这样一个这叫我们就叫对修道生活那种枯燥的感觉。
And that's a very painful thing, and it's very emotionally draining for us.
那当然这个过程其实是很痛苦的，也非常消耗我们的精力的一个过程。
And when that leads into thoughts of God abandoning you or not having a vocation, then it starts to become a spiritual desolation.
那当然就是说你想想，哎呀，天主是不是就抛弃我了？那我就觉得我是不是真的有圣召呢？那这个过程可能就和你的这个我叫神哭就有关了。
And it's very hard for us to see when we are inside of such a naturally and spiritually difficult experience.
那就是非常难的去区别，就是在我们生活中你去碰到了这样一个，就是你的这样一个现有的一个环境中的现象，你产生的这种情绪的反应，和你真正的就是我们在灵性上你所有的这种对自己的这种就什么问题所问的问题，比如说我是不是天主，是不是存在呀，那这个有时候我们非常难区别的这两者之间。
And that's one of the reasons that it's important for us to be able to share that with somebody while it's happening so that we can get more clarity.
所以这个就是为什么在这个时候，如果你能把所发生的这些事情能够和别人分享，别人在帮你去分析的话，这个对我们自己是非常有帮助的。
But we can find some help in the rules of St. Ignatius so that we don't make any decisions from inside of that time of spiritual desolation.
那这个在圣依纳爵的这规则第十三条里面就是告诉我们什么？当我们在神哭状态的时候，不要做任何决定。
I can say that the enemy wanted you to leave religious life and give up on God.
那这个时候我们就说那个魔鬼就开始诱惑你了，他会觉得就告诉你，你离开修会吧。
And I don't know how you feel now, but I hope that you're happy that you didn't leave religious life.
那神父当然就是说不知道说你现在是不是觉得就是因为你当初没有离开修会，现在感觉为你自己感到高兴。
But,
这个需要我们说一下啊，可以说是一个天主的一个奇迹，也就是在这个过程当中，就是我真的不知道天主真的在。然后就是我这人个性吧，有点奇怪吧。当时就是碰不到天主的时候，我说天主你给我一个我有圣召的一个标记啊，就是我说你要不给我的话，我还是要走。后来他给我了，所以我留到现在，心甘情愿的，挺好。
Okay. So after that, she didn't make any decision, and she asked God to give her a special sign, which means whether or not I have vocation. If you give me a sign, I will leave. I will stay. If no sign, I will leave. But after asking, God gave the sign to her. So that's why she stayed until now. And willingly, with her willingness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. What a wonderful sign of God's grace.
神父说非常好，但是就是想问你，
天主给你了，当时你说那个叫什么，给你个标记是什么？
Normally,
我跟天主打一个赌。
Yeah, and because did you ask her what is sign from God? I asked her the sign.
Oh, I didn't ask her the sign.
对不起，我刚才是理解错了。神父没问你这个，神父没问你这个标记是什么，是我听错了。OK. OK.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And normally, we would look for a sign.If God wants us to leave as well. And that's part of the point that St. Ignatius is making, that if God wants us to change our spiritual plan, then he would also give us some light to help us with that.
这个就是圣伊纳爵就提到的啊。如果天主他要我们，不是我们说在第五条里面坚持这个灵修的计划不变吗？那如果说我们的计划要变了的话，天主会给我们别的光照，会给我们光照，那就是说这个就是天主给我们的记号，就是以他的光照，以他的光照为记号的。
But it sounds like God honored your prayer very beautifully and gave you the sign that you needed, the grace that you needed to remain.
当然这也就是说天主就是为了就像奖励你一样，给了你这样一个记号，然后呢，目的是呢，让你继续留下来。
Beautiful. Well, again, I thank you for the comments and clarifications because it really helps us to take the material into our own experience.
神父非常感谢大家，就是问的这些问题呀，还有一些我们需要澄清的，因为这些呢会帮助我们把我们。所看到读到的这些材料用到我们的生活和经验中，这个非常有益的。
And I think if you keep reflecting on some of the points that we've discussed and looking at your own experience, it'll start to become more and more clear.
当神父给我们讲解的这些，然后我们再慢慢的用时间去消化的时候，然后你看看再用到你自己的你自己的经验中，然后这些个所讲的内容，我们就会变得在我们的生命中就会变得越来越清晰。我们就是需要时间去慢慢消化。
But I think we should stop now and pray midday prayer.
Okay, 我们现在就是已经到了11:30。